code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Cut into the Matrix on the 25th of November 2008. For newcomers, I always suggest you look into the website cuttingthroughmatrix.com, where you can go through hundreds of previous talks I've given, and you can listen to them at your leisure. And it's a learning process as I give you the shortcuts to understanding the big real world that's all around you, not the one that's been indoctrinated into you. You can also look into alanwattsentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download and print up. And they're written in the various languages of Europe. We are, as I say, we're on the big roll into the big new world order at such a speed, really, that the public are intentionally punch drunk, because that's why it was planned this way. When you want to bring on crisis after crisis, you create the crisis, whether it's real or imaginary, as to the actual cause, as it's presented, is a different story. But all you have to do is panic the people, if possible, give them a bit of a panic, and then come out to subdue them with reassuring platitudes that you have it all in hand. And we saw this happening with this big coordinated money scam worldwide, when all the banks across the planet apparently suddenly realized that their trading stocks and so on was just one big bubble, and they just found this out suddenly. It just hit them that this massive bubble was above their heads all that time. They didn't know that. They hadn't a clue. And yet for years it's been published in the newspapers of CEOs and bank managers and their movers and shakers being awarded bonuses throughout the year and often at Christmas of $1 to $5 to $10 million for a bonus. And do you think it's just because banks are generous to each other? Banks are the meanest creatures on the planet. Why would they be dishing out this kind of money? Well, you see, that's the payoffs. That's the payoffs for finding ways to rake in more money, utilize generally savers' money, and invest it and get quick returns, while they give those with deposit accounts maybe 1.5% interest at the bottom. That's the reality of banks. It's all shady deals and so on. Those who have gone against them at the top are dealt with in the same way that those at the Vatican Bank during their scandal were dealt with. And I mean that sincerely. I have a letter here, in fact, from someone who lost a brother who fell out a window after being interrogated at a meeting because he was thought to be a whistleblower. That happened in London. So wherever you have power and money and an elite involved, and you always have an elite involved with power and money, then the rules they go by are completely different than the rules they make the public follow. And when people want to blow a whistle, they're dealt with swiftly. Because all of this is part, you see, finance, economics is all part of the military-industrial complex. As is your food system, in fact. That's quite another little surprise you find out. It all comes under the same thing of security. So they get away with murder at the top, quite literally, and we saw this crisis come flying on us, and it was obviously controlled, and obviously, again, it was interrelated with every other country, because all came out at the same time with the same problem. And then, of course, we saw them looting the taxpayer, as always, and signing on your great-grandchildren to come. They pay for this massive borrowing they're doing, and they've just started paying off each other and laughing up their sleeves as they pocket money. Back with more after this break.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix, discussing how crises are created, at least presented to the public. Yet to have all the countries coordinated in that fashion, they had to have this planned for probably years, and right down to how they'd loot the public, make them responsible for bailing out the banks. And then, of course, the main point of it all was to usher in a new economic order to go along with the new world order, of course. And the public are going back to sleep. They can still spend a dollar and get something back, some trinket made in China that will last 5 minutes before it falls apart. So it's on a roll, as I say, into the new system. The Bretton's Woods Agreement was part one, and the author of that agreement said so. There'd be a second order, bringing in a new system. And really, that's the main point, is getting the ball rolling in that direction till the new economic system comes in, till eventually the power of the purse, your bank account, will be in the hands of governments. At least they'll have a big say in what you purchase and do and so on. And they have to do this as they go into the completely electronic banking system. After all, they've monitored everything else about you, so they must know everything that you're purchasing, how much income you're really getting, even how much money you're borrowing from friends and so on. And then they'll check your friends out to see where they got the money and so on and so on. It's the big brother, big time. But the public in most of the world has set back and just gone back to sleep now that this crisis has been swiftly dealt with. And they've been fleeced, but they don't really mind. In the West, they don't really mind so much. Life goes on. In fact, Madonna apparently just got divorced, and that's the main topic of conversation. So I think for most folk, it truly is over. But there are still some people with some guts left. Maybe they haven't had all the GMO food, mind you, that other countries have had for so many years, that I'm sure is really part of the bio-warfare industry. And this article is from The Scotsman, 24th November 2008, by Omar Valdemarsson. It says, thousands of Icelanders have demonstrated in Reykjavik to demand the resignation of Prime Minister Geir Hart and Central Bank Governor David Oddsson. I think David Oddsson got his name for pocketing the odd numbers, for failing to stop the country's financial meltdown. It was the latest in a series of protests in the capital since October's banking collapse crippled the island's economy. At least five people were injured, and Hordur Torfason, a well-known singer in Iceland and the main organizer of the protests, said the protests would continue until the government stepped down. As crowds gathered in the drizzle before the Althing, the Icelandic parliament, on Saturday, Mr. Torfason said, "They don't have our trust and they no longer are legitimate." The value of the Icelandic krona, that's their dollar, basically, has been cut in half since January. So the purchasing power is half of what it was. It says four Nordic countries, as well as the International Monetary Fund, have pledged to lend the country a combined $4.6 billion to help revive its deflated economy. The loan would be the first by the IMF to a Western nation since 1976. It's interesting, too, when the International Monetary Fund comes in, they take over the affairs of the country. I don't think people realize that. They have basically a main say with the Prime Minister as to policy in all different directions, all kinds of policies in that country. Maggie Thatcher had them in Britain when she was in power, and they are pretty ruthless with the economy. Says one young man climbed onto the balcony of the Althing building where the president appears upon inauguration and on Iceland's National Day and hung a banner reading "Iceland for sale." And then it's got the price tag attached to it. The amount of the loan the country is getting from the IMF. It says a separate group of 200 to 300 people gathered in front of the city's main police station, throwing eggs and demanding the release of a young protester being held there. Police in riot gear used pepper spray to drive back an attempt to free the protester, during which several windows at the police station were shattered. The protester was later released after his fine was paid. As daylight began to wane, demonstrators drifted away into the nearby coffee shops. Here, as currency tumbles, the price of a coffee has shot up by about one-third since before the crisis struck. The demonstrators accuse the government, elected last year, of not doing enough to regulate the banking industry and have called for early elections. Next election is not required until 2011. Well, people there have had enough, you see, and at least they're voicing their displeasure to the authorities. But I'd like to know who set up Iceland to get into the mess they ended up in, because Iceland was basically the banking place to have your stuff invested. And people and even charities were having their money, world charities were having their money invested there because it gave the highest return on interest. Well, see, that kind of game is a Ponzi scheme because it depends on everyone keeping their money in and not taking it out. It's a pyramid scheme. That's how all these banks operate. And that's what happens if you have little savings, and the manager says, "Well, why don't you keep them in this next part, this next deal we've got for you? I don't want you taking the money out." But any returns they do give out depend upon more folk coming in all the time. So the more lucrative they make it appear with high interest, yielding deposits and so on, or savings, the more folk they hope will come in. So it's all based on future people coming in. and keeping the Ponzi scheme going. Well, down it went. And everyone at the top must have known what was going on. Everyone would know what was going on. But it's interesting, too, that even the United States had a department working with the Treasury for 20-odd years, 30 years, to bail out companies when their stocks failed. They'd pump in millions of dollars to get the stocks back up again. How can you have any kind of free trading going on when that's happening? It was never free. And you find a lot of these big corporations that were getting bailed out are just CIA assets. They've got hundreds of them. They're real corporations. Just like Britain. Britain has real corporations and crown corporations and the big aircraft companies that make the bombers and all the rest of it are all part of it, the military-industrial complex. They don't pay taxes. They defer them for 15 or 20 years. And even then, they're always crying that they're going under every two or three years, and the government comes along and bails them out with a cash grant. A grant, not a loan. They bail them out. It happens in Canada with Bombardier, very important company. Every country does the same thing because certain big corporations are integrated totally with the defense industry and security and, of course, the ruling elites who have massive shares in the same companies. I was thinking today of the British system, where you have lords in the House of Lords. That's where, by the way, your Santa Claus outfit comes from, if you watch any of the old Shakespearean plays, where they show you the lords from the House of Lords in Parliament. They wear a Santa Claus outfit with the red pants, the red jacket with the fur trim on it, and the hood as well. It's been altered today. Camouflage it a little bit. But Britain had many of these sitting lords with who ran and owned basically the same corporations that had the military buy the short and curlies. And they loved the Cold War. They loved the Cold War because even though it was assured to the public, and it made sure the public were told this, to petrify the public, we could be nuked any time, and they had enough nukes to blast the world asunder maybe 100 million times. But they needed more, you see, because, well, the Russians were so far ahead of us. I mean, well, the Russians were saying the same thing to their own people, that, oh, the Americans are so far ahead of us. And this ongoing con game made people amass vast, vast, incredible fortunes, all paid for by the taxpayer, for weapons they knew were never, ever going to be used. The lords. The time lords, eh? They come down intergenerationally through their family lineages. But at least in Iceland, they're having some, letting off some steam about it. They're not too happy. But really, what can we do? Because, you see, when they had the last Great Depression, it didn't plug all the holes and loopholes that brought it on in the first place. And the first one, too, by the way, was also arranged to happen. It was arranged to happen to create a situation where farmers would lose en masse, and they did. It was to get more people into the city. In fact, before the Great Depression, 90-odd% of the American people lived outside cities, on the land. After the Depression, 97% of them lived in cities. So it worked. But it also helped to get FDR in, the banker's boy, because that's where he worked, you see, on Wall Street. And he helped set up the new system, the New Deal, as they call it. What we've been given recently, a new economic order, is another New Deal to go with the New Deal that the Bush administration gave us. We'll be back with more after this break.
Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Hey folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, just tying up a big system for people who tend not to think too much, for people who think we're just drifting along, and those invisible experts, those battalions of them above you, are just handling everything, kind of like batting away meteorites as they come into Earth with tennis rackets just above your heads. And we're taught to believe that all these big institutions are truly there to help us and serve us. And at the same time, we're also told how helpless we are in 1,000 different ways. So that we'd simply give up and allow ourselves to be managed like domesticated sheep. Running people and ruling people is a very, very ancient art. And part of it is to do with what the king says. When the king says, this is the new law of the land, and this is the new policy for you to talk about your country, you better do so. The first ones to do it and adapt to it are the bureaucratic classes. They're very politically correct. They smell the wind very quickly, intuitively, and parrot off whatever they're told to parrot in their little conversations and at cocktail parties. But it's also being used to train society at large. And it's mainly through the media and fiction, all the little slogans we hear and little scenes we see through drama. There's always a poor victim, and there's always the masses who are nasty people. Therefore, you must change your opinion and accept that poor person there in that fictional play you've just watched. That's how you alter your perception. But here they're going in to have conversation cops in universities in Canada and elsewhere, of course. And this is from the globeandmail.com, the national section, November the 19th, 2008, by Carly Weeks. It says, your friend's new fuchsia fedora might be hideous, but don't call it gay, or you might get a language lesson from the conversation cops. Students at Queen's University who sprinkle their dialogue with an assortment of homo or retarded could find out the hard way that not everyone finds their remarks acceptable. The Kingston University has hired student facilitators. Now you have facilitators, you see, to step in when they overhear homophobic slurs, remarks bashing women, or racially tinged insults, along with an array of other language that could be deemed offensive. You see, this is just the start of it. They always use the typical reasons for starting it off, but this is going to include incredible things very shortly. Even questions about things you should be asking. You're not allowed to ask questions about certain topics. They borrowed the system, by the way, from the Soviet Union. That's where the term has been translated to be politically correct. That came from the Soviet Union. It says here that means tete-a-tetes in the residence hallways may no longer be just between friends. If people are having a conversation with offensive content, now you're going to have a whole bureaucracy to decide what's offensive. At one time you could say, I'm offended, and nothing happened. That was just, well, too bad. We've all got the right. We've all got the right to be offended, I hope. But having it made into law that this pisses you off is a different thing altogether. You see, there's a political agenda behind this. It says, and they're doing it loud enough for a third person to hear, and it's not private, said Jason Laker, Dean of Student Affairs at Queen's. If you're doing anything that's interfering with what other people need to be doing, that's not cool. Cool offends me. I mean, that language actually is so infantile, I'm afraid it offends me. There should be a law about that. The initiative, believed to be part, for the first of its kind in Canada, is part of a broader program. So here's the key, it's part of a broader program begun at school this fall to foster diversity, and encourage students to think about their beliefs. That's quite amazing, your beliefs, you know, that also includes religion. I hope you realize that. And it's going to go deep and deep into your own personal cultural beliefs in so many ways. It says, but the move is sparking a fresh debate over the line between politically correct behavior and freedom of expression. Well, how can you have the two together, politically correct behavior and freedom of expression? Some students fear the university's program borders on oppressive, no kidding. Having a program like this in place could stifle public discussion if people are worried about their private conversations being monitored, said Angela Hickman, managing editor of the Queen's Journal, a campus newspaper. For a lot of people, their opinions get formed in conversations, and that's true. And so stifling, that is dangerous. If you're stifling that conversation. The newspaper published an editorial last week criticizing the program as a lackluster attempt to deal with social issues that could actually create hostility among students. But Mr. Laker said the new intergroup dialogue program, focuses on respectful, non-confrontational discussions that don't impede freedoms. It's amazing how they can lie like that, isn't it? This is difficult work. It needs to be done very respectfully, Mr. Laker said. There's really no interference. There's really no interference. Somebody's going to spy on your conversation, but there's really no interference. This guy's going to get a job in the government shortly. I'll be back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states. Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix of political correctness. This article goes on to say, it says, under the new program, six student facilitators live and work within campus residences. Their mission, so they have a mission, you see, very military, is threefold: to engage students spontaneously by talking to them about an issue that has arisen, for instance, on campus or in the media, to hold movie nights, book readings, or discussions on a range of social issues, and to step in when conflicts arise. So they'll start the conflicts by talking about certain issues, and then take note of who is pro or against, and then they'll step in when they have a conflict going. See, this is the same system, the exact same system they had in the Soviet Union. It's being introduced here now. Not by chance. Not by chance at all. And I don't know if people realize that the Nazis also had that with the Gestapo. And on every ship and on every submarine and every battalion, they had an officer of the Gestapo who did the same thing. In the Soviet system, they had them all through the military services and in universities too. It's the same thing. And those were called totalitarian regimes. With all the other signs of the fact that we're living under a totalitarian regime worldwide right now. It says here, if students become uncomfortable when a facilitator calls out someone on an offensive slur, it shouldn't be seen as a bad thing. Mr. Laker said, it means they're forced to think about their choices. They'll go off for sensitivity training. that will come into you too, you see. Wrong think. It can only be one think. If you've got anything else but the one think, you're wrong think. He says, that is an acceptable tension to have, he said. I would go further. I would say it's a beneficial tension. So we're going to create tensions here in universities. You used to call that instigating problems. So he's an instigator, hiring other instigators who are now called facilitators. I've mentioned before about the terminology and how they altered the words to alter the perception. And they do it all the time. And I'd like to know, too, who put this forward in the first place, because they obviously understand the Soviet system. Remember Norman Dodds, the senator who was sent to do the Rees Commission and find out about the big foundations, and the CEO of the Ford Foundations told them their job was to help alter the U.S. in such a way, through propaganda, media, etc., and universities and students and all that kind of stuff, so they could blend them seamlessly with the Soviet system. Well, you see, it's all here. And the Soviet system was not designed by a bunch of people in Russia. Look to London and look to the city. It says here, but some students wish it would remain a discussion between friends rather than a dialogue with a university-appointed facilitator. If the facilitators jump into a group conversation, they risk hostility from students who don't want to be approached in what they consider private social settings, said the editorial published in the Campus newspaper. Intergroup dialogue programs are well established at many universities in the United States. They already have them in some universities. This is going to be worldwide, of course. But many of those consist of credit courses taught by faculty members or student facilitators who have received rigorous training over several semesters in a classroom environment. Being taught to be good Gestapo, you see. The Queen's facilitators went through an intensive 11-day training course that touched on a variety of social issues and possible scenarios. Patricia Gurin, Professor Emeritus of Psychology and Women's Studies at the University of Michigan, is one of the founders of the intergroup dialogue concept. The names are starting to come out, you see. While she didn't comment specifically on the program launched at Queen's, she warned that such activities could backfire if they're not carried out by highly trained individuals who have experience with a variety of conflicts and social issues. It takes a lot of skill to do this work, Ms. Gurin said in an interview yesterday. I guess if I said Mrs., I might offend her. She said that facilitators who haven't been trained properly could end up reinforcing defense mechanisms of privileged students. White males say this is more white male bashing. What are they learning from that? Reinforcement of defensiveness rather than opening up and exploring is the consequence. So they want white males to examine themselves. A sort of body fetish, I guess. Daniel Hayworth is one of the six student facilitators who began their work at Queen's in August. A graduate student, Mr. Hayworth, said the group received extensive training, 11 days, and has already had success talking to students about a variety of social issues, meaning getting them to think the way they're supposed to think. It's the same technique they used with Ireland, you see. They'll keep hitting them with that vote until they get it right, because there's only going to be one right, you see. He said much of their work is passive and done on a casual level. For instance, they had a poster campaign on campus earlier this year using the phrase, "That's so gay," to grab attention and then to point out why it's offensive to some. I should think it was happy. That's what it used to mean. You're happy, you see. We're even songs, old folk songs with gay in it. You had the Three Cavaliers. In the old books, they had the gay cavaliers. They're all happy. It's happy guys go around killing people. It's helping to create an atmosphere of inclusivity, Mr. Hayward said. In his article about Watch Your Language, it says here. Say that's so gay in a conversation. If a student writes a homophobic, racist, or other derogatory remark in a public space, such as on a resident poster at a classmate's door. If a student avoids a classmate's birthday party for faith-based reasons. Oh, can you believe that? If a student avoids a classmate's birthday party for faith-based reasons, they'll have to come in and give you sensitivity training, no doubt. and work on you. In fact, maybe having a faith at all means that they'll have to work on you as well. Yep, secular humanism with the agenda at full swing. And people still think they're free. And here's people in Iceland rioting. Astonishing, eh? It takes a small population of people who've maybe eaten better than the rest of us to stand up and create havoc to be heard. Because it certainly ain't happening in the West. When it does happen in the West, it'll be because people are starving. And I'm not kidding about that. That will come. Because food is a weapon, and when they stop the food coming during the big crisis times that are planned by the Department of Defense, that's when the mob riot. They forgo all the chances they could have done when they could have done something about it in a more peaceable manner, and a rioting mob is easily dealt with by the authorities. That's all through the Masonic literature, by the way. They always talk about the mob, and how to use the mob as well. Now we'll go to the phones now, and we've got Logan from Texas. Are you there, Logan? Hello, Logan.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I just want to get your take on something. Recently had a chance to get acquainted with a neighbor, and so he came over, and basically, I mean, we felt we had a lot of common. So, you know, threw out some topics for him, and including the New World Order. And so he, you know, weighed in as far as, you know, his perspective goes, because he follows the Baha'i faith.
Uh-huh.
And so it was an interesting thing that I did some research on, and just wanted to get what your take on that was, if you, you know, what your thoughts about that were.
About who?
About the Baha'i faith.
Well, the Baha'i faith.
Right. Because it seems to be a key aspect as far as the one world religion, basically.
It is. It's the only one, in fact, the United Nations has said on its own site that it authorizes and backs, because it's all-inclusive. You understand, under the UN Charter, all faiths that will be allowed to exist.
Right, it was supposed to be what the UN Charter was based on.
Yeah, all faiths. And it didn't start there, though. You see, they had a meeting in the United States in the 1800s. It was a world meeting. It was an interfaith meeting. I have the book. It was printed at the time. It came out right after it. And they said they set up a sort of world-type government. They saw it coming, because they knew it was coming, League of Nations. It turned to the United Nations. But it said that the only religions that eventually would be allowed to exist would be those who had laid no claim to exclusivity of truth. So if you accept that no religion is actually true, 100% true, laying claim on absolute truth, if you said that yours was the truth, you would not be allowed into it. They'd have to destroy your religion. But if you accepted that all the other religions were just as true as yours, which again is not double think, it's multiple think, then that was okay. Well, the Baha'i faith was created. It's not an old religion to eventually accept all other religions. But it's also got a bit of a mystery behind it too, because it's highly Freemasonic, including its building as well. If you look at the building structure from above to the top view of it,
right,
and side view and so on. So it's definitely an authorized religion to replace other religions of the world.
Yeah, it seems to give people a positive twist about the New World Order.
You know, oh, it does. It's all totally pro-UN, world government, and so on. I know some of the guys who eventually got to be security guards for their temple for the United Nations. And every one of them had a criminal record.
It seems to be there's a center in the United Nations building.
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, I was gonna, you know, go down to one of the Sunday church things and, you know, see what others had to say about you know, some of the films I've got from you and from Alex Jones.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's all it's all about.
Okay. Yeah, it's quite an interesting little history it's got. But yet, any religion that claims to be exclusive, have exclusive truth in it, is to be destroyed by all the forces that can be put against it through media, propaganda, and so on. Yeah. And education.
I think what he was trying to convey to me was just that it doesn't have to be discriminatory, and that's actually one of the main things, is they eliminate all prejudice.
That's right. That's right. And to teach you to love a world government more than you've loved any other government, if anyone's dumb enough to do so. But that is the agenda with it, absolutely. And you see, they knew, again, when they were dreaming up the idea of world government, they'd have to bring in a world religion. And under the Baha'i faith, you can bring in all religions, the earth worship, and everything falls right into it quite happily. Reincarnation, whatever has been promoted to be part of the new world religion, that's all of the new age as well. The greening of the planet, all this stuff, that falls right into the Baha'i. So they were set up for their purpose. Yeah.
Well, that's about it.
That's it. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling. But yeah, if you look into that, and you can see on their website this amazing building. And go into the founder, too, and if you do your real homework, you'll find out all of his connections as well and who helped back him. And that tells you all you need to know. It's interesting, as I've quoted many times, a book by Gorbachev, a man who says in this book, the one that's called Towards a New Civilization, he says, I myself am an atheist. And then a chapter on, he says, we, and he was part of the team, he says, we are creating a religion for the world. So he's quite open about it. He's a bunch of atheists creating a religion that people are meant to believe in, and they'll make sure that they do believe in it. And he said it must be based on a form of earth worship. But of course, they'll give you specialists with white coats, the new priesthood, who'll decide what's right and wrong and what the earth wants. Because you can't. Well, you always get the occasional one who will say that they can hear the earth talking to them. Just like you hear some crazy people and con men saying they hear God talking to them. Or God told me to raise $1 million, like one evangelist said. Or he'd go off the air, and by God, he got his $1 million. So maybe there was something to it, eh? But yeah, they create religions for the public and for a new world order, if they always create a new God, in other words. And this one is based on, it's not just religion, it takes in economy as well. You understand that this whole new world system, this greening world, and remember the greening idea where man is supposed to be at war with the planet and destroying the planet, the dream of the Club of Rome, that's the one who dreamed up the whole thing, that falls into the new religion. And we're all going to get taught we're here to serve the planet. And in this new equal society, some will be more equal, and they'll wear white coats, and they'll wear business suits, they'll be politicians. And they'll tell us what the planet wants and what we have to do to help Mother Earth, you see. That's how it's going to be. And people think, well, they can never do that. Well, they've introduced religions before and used them very, very well. Along with the troops they used to send in to India and Africa and places far away when the British Empire was at its height, along with the trains, and the tracks that were laid, of course, by the taxpayer of Britain, they paid for all of the military industrial complex, so they can go and loot those countries. They also brought in carriages full of preachers and Bibles to subdue the natives. Sometimes they'd send them in beforehand if they could get in unmolested and travel freely. And that's what was referred to as a softening up crew. They went in to soften the heads of people who were ready to fight, people coming in to take the land off them. But if you sent the preachers in first, then, and told them not to kill, killing was bad, even though in the Hebrew version it says, thou shalt not commit murder, which means you can kill to defend yourself. It altered it for the Christians, you see. And they gave them all these Bibles, and it teach them that nothing, you know, God's place was in heaven, and if they'd suffer on earth, but they'd get this beautiful reward in another place, if they allowed themselves to suffer here. And that was used by the British Empire to the maximum. They use people like David Livingstone, who goes down in history as being a great man of travel for the Christian faith. And in fact, he was promoted and funded completely by the Royal Society, the same bunch that backed Darwin. And there were big business leaders in there as well. And they wanted to know what kind of plunder they could take out of the natural resources of Africa. And he was incredibly, Livingstone was incredibly financially rewarded for all of that. It's amazing how they whitewash history to give us a Walton version of Little House or Little House on the Prairie. Complete fake history. And the public want to believe it because it's so nice and pretty. No factory towns there, eh? Back with more after these messages.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, trying to get some sense into a world that some think is simply going crazy, but it's not going crazy. It's planned that way, as the war on your mind continues. It's amazing to me how they bring up conspiracy theory. Oh, conspiracy theory. The big boys put that out, you know, that term, so that the public themselves would start using it. And sure enough, if you try to tell someone a bit of truth, they'll call you a conspiracy theorist. The newspapers are using the term all the time. And yet history is made up of nothing but conspiracies, where men get together and plan to take countries to war, to plunder what their targets are, what they hope to get out of it. It's always a massive financial reward for someone or a few. But it's never called a conspiracy. It's called strategic planning. It's the same with the United States, with its foreign policy. They call it foreign policy. Or the group of the Bush belongs to, the New American Century Group, that published in the 90s their agenda that they came up with in their own secret meetings about taking countries over, starting with Afghanistan, then Iraq, then Iran, Syria, and so on. But there's no conspiracy theory when it comes to them planning this kind of stuff, is there? No, just for the people at the bottom who start using intelligence. They call it intelligence. They don't want intelligence passed around. And to combat the intelligence that's passed around, they make sure they put people out there to mix up aliens and shapeshifters and so on. And the old mystique of the stuff they put out in the 1800s to confuse people too. They rehash all of that until it sounds bizarre and fantastic and surrealistic. And that's the whole intent of it. That's called counterintelligence. Therefore, when you stick to the intelligence, you're so labeled as a kook. And they'll laugh at you and say, well, yeah, you probably think the aliens are behind it. Stuff like that, you see. And they have them out there. They have them out there doing the rounds, heavily financed, heavily publicized. They make sure that those on the fringes, as they call them, the group they're going for, the target group, will jump on the bandwagon and sound like utter nutters when they're explaining the conspiracy, when they mix in all the stuff I'm talking about here, and then bring aliens into it. It's the aliens that are doing it. It's the aliens that are spraying the sky, they'll tell you. That came out from the government at first, you know. The whole sky spraying thing. They put in papers saying people have seen UFOs doing strange things. Sometimes they look like black helicopters and sometimes they change into a disc. That was put out by intelligence services. And the UFOs jumped on it right away. Yeah. You have to stick to the facts if you want to be credible. And if your nose detects someone telling you the facts and bringing in something with a twist to it, and to the bazaar, then you're being had. I can't stress that enough because it's stepping up even within the Patriot community. The big boys cover every base and they make sure that your thoughts are not your own. Even those things that which excite you. Lots of music coming in for tonight. I should remind you all to donate as well. Keep me going, because you do keep me going. I don't ask for money for any of the shows or the information I put out. So the information to do so is on my website. From Hamish myself, up in snowy Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God or your gods. Go with you.
Let me tell you why I take